I'm Charles Breton.
And I'm Chris Henson. And together we are
a Jew
and a Gentile.
Walk into a bar.
Mitzvah.
Wishing I could change the things that I screwed up. What am I supposed to do? I can't give up. You know I can't give up.
Along with Chris Henson, the Gentile, I'm Charles Breton, the Jew. Thank you for tuning in on episode 52 of our podcast.
52. After all these years, we finally have a year's worth of episodes.
Yeah.
One a week, if you want to go back.
For almost...
What a New Year's resolution, since we are nearing.
And
nearing the holidays. Yes.
And as you know, this is a podcast where we like to probe those most important philosophical questions, such as Schrodinger's shitter. Is it empty or is it full?
That's not an easy phrase to say.
It's not.
Schrodinger's shitter.
It's a good thing he had a cat.
Right.
Otherwise, we'd really be up shits. Schrodinger's shitter's creek.
Well, see, and that's the thing. Like, my favorite holiday movie, even though I know I'm pushing it because it's not even Thanksgiving yet. Or it may be wherever you are listening to it. Oh, in the U.S., because we do have people that follow us in Nepal and Sri Lanka. And
we're
everywhere.
We're everywhere. We're
places they don't have global. Thanksgiving, in the manner of speaking. So, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It's literally the only Christmas tradition I keep.
Well, that's good.
Right.
You know, because then that'll make a short podcast when we talk about our favorite Christmas movies.
Right. Right.
Because you only have one.
And you have none.
Well, actually, I have several.
You have several?
I have several. But we'll say that this is going to be our special. This is our special holiday edition, part one.
It's going to be a part. Well, I guess.
Well, because we're going to do Christmas. Thanksgiving. And right. Then we'll do Christmas and Hanukkah later.
Hanukkah.
More phlegm.
How do you spell Hanukkah. It? C-H-K.
Phlegm. H-N-A-K-A. Phlegm.
Phlegm.
Yeah. Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Clear your throat.
Hanukkah.
Yeah. Well, let's acknowledge some sponsors.
We have the spit guards on this thing while we're sober.
As always, we're brought to you by Men of the Beard Beard Oil.
The only beard oil approved by a Christian shaman.
Yeah, that's our good friend Pastor Nar. Virgil Cane Rye Whiskey, our official whiskey.
And if you're listening, Virgil, we would like some of that ginger-infused
madness
that you guys have got going on down there.
Yeah.
The Electric Owl.
Down in the Low Country. Send us up some. The Pipe and Pint.
That's the one on Spring Garden.
Yes,
in Greensboro.
In Greensboro. Right. Ever Cerebral Larry Christopher and Hyper... to the point where he almost jumps tall enough to see over the counter Pete Pike.
That's right. He's like the elf on a shelf. We're just going to make it a Pete on a seat.
Pete on the seat. Oh, I hear a podcast coming on
right.
That one.
Or merchandise.
Merchandising. And, of course, our newest sponsor, Four Saints Brewing Company in Ashboro. Wonderful beer.
First of the month is always first Sunday of the month.
First Sunday of the month, Beer and Hymns with our friend of the show, Kristen Lee Southward. Leads that. So a little shout out to Kristen.
Yeah, she used to be with Love in a Dangerous Time.
Yeah, I think she's still podcasting with Russ on that. This being Thanksgiving, we have special cigar review. We're both smoking the Viaje Stuffed Turkey Dark Meat.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
Which is, well, yes, because it's a Mexican San Andreas Maduro wrapper. And the binder and filler are both Nicaraguan Aganorsa leaf.
Oh, dear goodness.
Yes.
That's the binder?
And filler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so,
I'm glad you didn't tell me that when you brought it down to Trucker Jeff and Cigar Moms Friday, because it would have been really hard not to just go ahead and smoke it Friday night.
I know. That's why I told you we got to save it for this podcast.
Yeah, but I was better able to save it not knowing I'm a fiend for Aganorsa leaf. I mean, I don't know why it isn't. And we've really enjoyed the San Andreas wrapper on a number of things lately. So, Viaje does it again.
Yeah, it does it again.
And it doesn't have that explosive, just punch you in the mouth pepper of like their Sure Shot and Super Shot. This is really nuanced and balanced.
Yeah. You know, that dark chocolate, a little leathery, sort of a little cherry sweetness on the back end of it.
Good construction, too. I had one last night. Not Viaje, by the way.
And another branch that'll remain nameless.
It was good cigar. I mean, taste, flavor, and all that. Just a drinking straw kind of draw. So just just wouldn't stay lit. Just not a pleasant experience when you have to relight it 7 or 8 times. Mm-hmm. So,
which is odd because I had the same cigar earlier and a great smoking experience with it.
Right. Well, me and Cigar Mom both got the two duds in the box, probably.
Apparently. But those were special cigars because it was Trucker Jeff's birthday.
It was Trucker Jeff's birthday.
We have to give him a special shout out. We were going to have him on our podcast today, but he's shagged out after a long squawk.
He did. He's had a busy weekend.
Yeah, we've been celebrating his birthday Thursday.
I guess it has been since Thursday.
Yeah, since Thursday. So between the bourbon and cigars.
Jeff needs a nap.
Yeah. We do too, and you will be. I'm sure you're napping right now, listening to us.
Well, we are. We are approved as a mindfulness guided meditation.
Oh, I thought you said cure for insomnia.
Well, but yeah, you can do that with insomnia. Yeah. You have something that you kind of relax to, and you know,
and empty. Just mellow out.
Yeah, you can be a container for your own feelings and emotions, Charles.
An authentic one. Anyway, so Thanksgiving is coming up. Hopefully, this will be edited and put up before then.
Good chance,
because you know I'm going to be on the road visiting family, and you're probably going to be on the road hiding from family.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm doing the traditional. Usually, I make Mrs. Jew go to the in-laws. This year, I'm going to the in-laws.
Okay.
Normally, she comes to my family.
Ah,
her in-laws.
Right.
That's my family. You know how that works, right?
Right.
Okay.
Do you just split time between here and Tucson or somewhere out there?
Yeah, actually, we're going to Connecticut.
That is nowhere near Arizona.
No, it's not.
It's closer to Arizona than, like, you know, Antarctica.
It is. But her parents are coming out to Connecticut where her brother and his family and her sister and her family live. So we're all joining in Connecticut.
Somehow I feel you've got to find a cigar shop, brand, what have you, that uses Connecticut shade right from Connecticut in Connecticut. Virgil Caine Rye Whiskey started with one goal, to create the best damn whiskey around. Drawing on their culinary know-how and driven by flavor, founders David and Ryan, both accomplished chefs, were inspired to boldly blend, infuse, and tinker with choice ingredients to craft category-shattering whiskeys, proving that it's not about stuffy tradition, about taking what you know and taking chances. Each of their spirits is a tribute to their dedication to making whiskey their way, a whiskey they'd want to drink. Again, Virgil Caine Rye Whiskey, a damn fine whiskey.
So as you can tell, this is going to be a wonderful episode about just how great it is to be with your family on Thanksgiving, especially those of you who have interfaith families, and by that we mean right-wing evangelicals and real Christians.
Well, damn. Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely a mixed family at the moment. So we got a few things we wanted to run down. The first thing, because we want to keep it kind of light, is you know, not everyone in your family, like where my family is, I got to go outside to smoke my cigar after dinner. And normally I'm in Orlando and it's nice and warm. So
yeah, but Connecticut's going to be cold as balls.
Connecticut's going to be cold, so I need a good cigar. So we're going to talk about what are the best cigars for post-Thanksgiving dinner.
Are we adding what cordial you'll be drinking afterwards, or are we just going straight cigar after dinner?
Let's go straight cigar after dinner.
Right. So, well, for you, you can't do Cameroon.
Mm.
Because it's too fresh.
Too cold. Yeah.
Real Cameroon wrapper.
Like an LFD, yeah. an actual real Cameroon wrapper.
Because it's just so thin, it's just going to split on you if it's too cold out. Okay. Let's see. So we're talking post-turkey. Are you drinking anything during the meal?
Probably.
Yeah, well, thanks, smartass.
probably some wine.
Wine. Okay, well, it's important.
It's going to be mellow, you know.
I don't know. For me, it would be, well, I mean, you always got the Andalusian Bull, but then you got to be there. All right, back up.
Well, the problem,
if it's cigar and leave, call.
Yeah.
AJ Fernandez.
Well, see, I was thinking Andalusian Bull. The problem is that's like a two-hour smoke.
It is. It'd be cold as hell up there, maybe.
Yeah. And now, while that is definitely worth enduring the 2 hours.
Yeah, but it's going to make.
It's still a bit much.
Right.
However, it does keep me out of the house for 2 hours.
Oh, in that case, get the Digger by LFD.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're not going to be alive to go to the next family's gathering, say, at Christmas. Or
Black Friday shopping.
Right. Because they're just sitting there saying, like, yeah, because you have a really big Christmas tradition in your family. Yeah. As in, we traditionally don't celebrate it.
Yeah, we do Christmas really well in my family. We don't go shopping. We don't exchange gifts. And we stay home and have Chinese food.
Right, like everybody else.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm wondering what I'm going to bring with me to smoke there. You know, maybe something like the Illusione Rothschild or The Last Call, because they don't take that long.
Last Call doesn't take long. Yeah. A Sure Shot would be good if you had a particularly spicy wine during the dinner.
Yeah.
Because your palate's already ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a short smoke.
Yeah. Well, it could do a Tabernacle.
Like the Lancero again?
Yeah.
Or one of the other Vitolas?
Or one of the other Vitolas.
I just had the one Lancero.
Yeah.
But that's good
because again, I'm thinking something, you know, even though you're going to be drifting in and out of an L-tryptophan-induced coma.
The T-hole, I guess they call it.
Oh, man, taking the T-train.
Yep.
Woo!
Yeah, the itis.
I'll tell you, it's rough.
Good times.
But I'm thinking, you know, something full body.
Sweaty balls. I'm sorry. I like it.
Wow.
Think it was Alec Baldwin.
Wow.
And I forget the other two ladies that were with him on Saturday Night Live.
Man, you're just killing the cigar mood. You know
these
that?
These are good sweaty balls.
I'm talking about nice cigars.
I got your balls in my mouth. I'm sorry. That's
not something you say to another man, Chris. But
if you want to stay outside and be left alone to smoke a cigar at length.
Now, all I have to do is say I'm going to smoke a cigar. They'll leave me alone.
I think cigars are kind of like my garage since I don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a man cave. You know, I barely have a cave. And I'm just kind of like, I think cigars are more deterrent for others. And for me, it's deep breathing and mindful meditation.
Yeah. So one that you just had the other night, the Enclave Broadleaf.
Right. Well, you know what? I've got the cigar I would smoke if I got to go to the in-laws.
Yeah.
It's going to be a diesel.
A Rage.
My man. Exactly. The Rage.
The Rage.
It's either that or something by Asylum, you know, with the,
schizo.
With the straight jacket on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they'd let me smoke in the psych unit while I was a patient,
I would fire that up for sure.
Right. There wouldn't be any need for further medication.
Yeah. No, we should just pass those out.
We should.
Yeah. Well, I'm a doctor. I'll write a prescription.
Right, and you can bring guns on those units now, apparently.
But not cigars, because that'll kill you.
Right. Maybe that's what we should start saying. Like, you know what? When they put those Surgeon General warnings on the side of cigar boxes, whoa. Cigars has never killed anybody.
Right. Smoking doesn't kill people.
Smokers do. Right. Ooh, that's a little twisted.
Of course.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So we're just staying with cigars, right? Because, I mean, otherwise, I would say pipes, but then...
Well, I was thinking about bringing the pipe up. Nah, trying to get the hookah through TSA would be a pain.
I thought you were driving, dude.
No.
You're going to fly to Connecticut?
Yeah.
The fuck?
You know,
you're going to miss all the magic that is the Eastern Seaboard.
Exactly.
Okay, well.
I consider it... See, I'm a Southern elite. So I think everything between Miami and New York is flyover country.
No, I agree. My wife's the one that would drive to Connecticut if we had family there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just soon fly if it's over a certain many hours. You know.
Like two.
Oh, I'd drive 2 hour fly or 2 hour drive.
Drive.
I'll go 2 hours. That's no problem.
Right. But to go beyond that, you might as well fly.
Nah. Dude, we've covered more than 2 hours driving on some of our excursions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you keep
fly out of Greensboro
45 minutes.
Right. So what other cigars would be on the list for the after dinner? I mean, obviously we're doing the smoked stuffed turkey today,
right?
Which is kind of fitting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm running down a list here in my head. Some of the new stuff that we've been
holiday game. Every time Charles says on the air, take a shot. You will.
And then have someone rush you to the hospital
right.
for alcohol poisoning. How about the Fonseca Nicaraguan Puro that Manny Quesada came out with last year?
I could warm up to that one.
Yeah. Four Saints Brewing Company. Four Saints pays homage to the patron saints of beer, St. Wenceslas, St. Nicholas, St. Luke, and Saint Augustine of Hippo. They've become the most recognized patron saints for brewing and beer because of their contributions to and associations with the world's favorite sudsy beverage. Four Saints founders, Joel McCloskey and Andrew Deming, are carrying on the brewing tradition in hopes of future sainthood, or at least to make some really good beer. Four Saints Brewing Company, Asheboro, North Carolina. You know, other things that you smoke after.
Right.
Or as somebody said, do you smoke after sex? I don't know. I've never looked.
Right. Depends on how fast I do it.
Yeah. And you had posted a while back.
Back in July.
Wow. Thanksgiving in July. You posted a little contest.
Right. Let's play a game. Tell me a sentence you could both say during sex and at Thanksgiving dinner. Well, it's family dinner. I did this, but you know.
But no, Thanksgiving. We'll make it holiday. Thanksgiving dinner.
So you actually led off the list with ask your sister to please pass the butter.
But since it's Thanksgiving, I'll amend that to please ask your sister to pass the gravy.
Yeah, that didn't make it much better.
Oh, I didn't say I was making it better. I was just making it more holiday friendly.
Can I have some water? Reverend Monica of New Communion, she chimed in with just stop. I think she actually wanted us to stop, to which I responded, that works on so many levels.
Right. No, I think she just wanted the game to stop.
Right.
I like the one, was it, does your grandmother always have to be here?
Does grandma always have to be here? I wouldn't have come if I knew grandma was going to be here.
We got a lot of those.
Yeah, right. Move your head. I'm trying to watch Matlock. Thank you. Those mashed potatoes sure are lumpy. Oh, God. Yeah. More, please. Our good friend, Reverend Andrew Mayles, posted, this tastes expired. That's... Megan Smoot of Jawworks fame went with, I'm not sure what the hell goes on at her house, but just top it with whipped cream and chocolate syrup, to which you decided to put, love the new drapes. They finally match the carpet. Whereas you spelled it the first time, the draps.
Draps.
So,
I have big thumbs.
It's huge.
And you know what they say. Big thumbs misspell tweets.
Right. But you don't have to hold a bottle of water with two hands to drink it.
No, because I actually have, an opposable thumb.
Right.
So that works.
Friend of the podcast, fellow minister, Helena, where did the spatula go?
Well, you talk about great movies. If you lose your spatula, you know what that means, kids. Spatula City. UHF.
I love Weird Al, but UHF was kind of a, it had moments.
Badgers? Don't need no stinking Badgers.
I was like seven when that came out, probably.
Oh, that's right. You're a youngin'.
I am.
Damn millennials. You're ruining everything.
She did follow up pretty good with, man, that was hot. I need some water. Another good friend from high school. Leftovers again.
Ooh.
The meat is dry.
Oh,
another vote for butter. Needs more butter. Reverend Mayles again. I feel like every once in a while it would be just the two of us and not the whole family.
Mm.
Still came from a dark place for him. Wow, I want some more of that. I love whipped cream. A lot of these whipped cream references are at my old churches. Like, what the hell were they getting up to? Ooh, that's
gross.
Well,
since you left, it really got interesting there, apparently.
Another good longtime friend and friend of the podcast, Emily, passed the mayo, and I thank God for the hands that prepared this. Wow.
Wow. Although, pass the mayo, I'm just worried about having dinner there.
What? Yeah, say the least. Hey, don't go eat with Emily and Andrew. Another good friend. Are you going to finish that? Or I wonder if it tastes like it looks. If it tastes as good as it looks. Yeah.
If you're going to mock someone, do it well.
Right. If you're going to mock someone, do it well. Don't finish before your dad. Thanks. Another Andrew one there. Some other friends. I'm stuffed. This is my favorite dish.
Who wants seconds?
That one didn't make the list, but God almighty, it should have. My own wife put, are we having pie for dessert? Pie.
Do you think she's sending you a message?
Yeah. Are you going to eat it, or are you just going to look it? You're going to eat it, and you're going to like it. Sorry. This is just like my mom's. I'm vegan. Mm-hmm. Another Leftovers one. Wow, that was better than Mom's. These are all Andrews, by the way. Another Stuff.
Oh dear.
No More For Me, Grandma. Put Down That Turkey Baster. I wouldn't put that in my mouth if you paid me. I know that was a Charles Bretton. And then, you know, you went so lowball, but I did like the fact it went, you know, a little bit before you threw it in there. Ward, you were being awful hard on the Beaver. I was a little disappointed. Don't Talk With Your Mouth Full. Elbows Off the Table, Mister. Also good Bretton's. More Please. This one, I bet you'll never guess who posted this one. That's Finer Than a Frog Hair Split Four Ways Sanded and Shellacked.
Got to be Trucker Jeff.
He's Trucker Jeff.
Trucker Jeff.
And Mrs. Trucker.
Most interesting man in Davie County.
He is. And it's his birthday this week. Last week. Mrs. Trucker, Cigar Mom, he won't last that long. Wow. That's,
ooh.
Doesn't take him long to fill the humidor, does it?
You shouldn't have read that when we give him a birthday shout out. You should have saved that one.
Right.
That was a little low.
This waffle needs syrup. I regret ever introducing Stacy to the blue waffle. Oh my God!
Oh.
That's salty.
That is one of your favorite restaurants though.
What, the Blue Waffle?
The Blue Waffle.
Gross.
In downtown Advance.
Somebody's going to be googling this thing. We're going to lose 7 more followers. We're bringing us down to 10. I could have this every night of the week. I'm going to need more alcohol for this. That was a Cigar Mom one. Let's get tanked.
Well, that's a response to everything.
Yeah, right. Let's get tanked. Also works.
Yeah.
You went with, you do know I'm vegan, right? To which I responded, a minute on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. Come here. Cigar Mom, this was a good one, Charles. Come here and smell this. Is it gone bad? That's awful, isn't it?
Oh, that's terrible.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
That's a piece of spicy meatball.
I threw another one in there. Open wide, here comes the airplane. How fucked up is that? Just a bit, the visual.
Oh,
thank God there's not a televised podcast.
Oh, gosh. Thank God there's that 30-second skip button.
Right.
I think our listeners 30 minutes have worn button. Out.
You've pushed this the maximum number of times for one installment. Fish again. That was Cigar Mom. Seconds. Oh, somebody did go with seconds.
Oh.
All right. Hope you left room for dessert.
Yeah.
Just Google it. Spoon, please. Don't worry, Mom. I'll get it. That was God. Stacy. Wow.
Miss Burke County.
Miss Burke County also shared. Can you pass the jelly? I'll take care of that for you. Pastor, will you say grace? That was one that Stacy said. I was like, Cigar Mom. That was savage.
That is the winner right there.
Winner, winner, turkey dinner.
Oh my goodness. We could use that for anything.
I felt bad that I didn't think of that first. Another one, that smells divine. You went with, I'll have what she's having. Good, another good movie reference.
Mm-hmm.
You better clean up before your daddy gets home. That's another Stacy one. Is it supposed to look like that? It's okay, Granny. You can take your teeth out. I just wonder what Stacy does when I post these things. Like, is she just like... No work gets done that day. She is just feverishly thinking of the grossest thing she could put up there. Is it supposed to smell like this? I hope this tastes better than it looks. Another one of those.
Yeah.
Must you do that at the table? My sister. Oh, my God. I forgot about hers. She went with take it or leave it. Honey, looks like you didn't.
Wow.
Honey, looks like you didn't leave it in long enough. You're gonna have to clean up. You're going to have to clean up. I did all the work. You're going to have to clean up. I did all the work. That was one of my sisters.
You want to try that one more time?
No, I'm reading it. That's the way she wrote it.
I know, but that's not the way you said it.
You're going to have to clean up. I did all the work.
Thank you.
She didn't have a comma in there.
Men of the Beard, Beard Oil. Men of the Beard is a celebration of men's facial hair. Whether you've got a mustache, a goatee, a week's growth, or working on your yeard, they want you to celebrate what you've got and give you the tools to make it the best it can be. All of their beard care products are artisan crafted and hand poured. They intentionally source all of their ingredients from small businesses whose agricultural practices are both ethical and sustainable. All of their beard care products are vegan friendly. What does that mean to you? It means you're getting a high quality, all natural product that will be here for a long time to come, because they believe not raping our planet is a real good thing. Men of the Beard, beard oil. Well, we've got some things coming up. Like I said, this is holiday podcast number one for Thanksgiving. And we're going to be doing some stuff for Christmas and Hanukkah also. But we also want to talk about just some of our you know, Thanksgiving traditions. You know, what are some of the things you
well in my family you most look in my forward family to? We renewed Dad's restraining order.
Very important.
We also do it on Father's Day and his birthday mm-hmm. and Christmas.
Okay,
third Tuesdays when the new lottery tickets come out.
Mm-hmm.
Reformation Day,
mm-hmm.
First Sunday of the month there at Four Seasons,
Four Saints.
Saints. See, I've had too much Four Saints. Can't keep my thoughts straight.
A little impending grace. Imperial Stout. Well, actually, when we go to Orlando, my nephew's got a great holiday tradition.
He goes to the Jesus theme park.
No,
it so needs to happen.
It so needs to happen. That's one of its busiest days.
Really?
Yeah. Day after Thanksgiving.
You know, is that right?
Yeah. It's Black Good Friday. That's what they call it. They get half price tickets. Hey,
I'm just face palming myself with the pop screen.
But he's a classic car collector, and so is his girlfriend. And one of the largest classic car shows is the Turkey Trot at Daytona. It's at the Speedway, and it's amazing. There are some beautiful classic cars. People have either maintained or have restored to cherry condition.
I live near Tanglefuck. Right now, so I
yes, you look at lights.
I know, I brake lights, brake lights.
Yeah,
can't even get home in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not Tanglefuck. What a great park that would be.
Would be
so a local park, Tanglewood, from where I live is they do every year for forever that I can remember living in the Triad. They do Christmas lights, and they got the one Kwanzaa and the one Hanukkah nod in there on the whole.
Right.
But it's, you know, the secular Christmas for the most part. And it's, you know, it's the festival of lights and all this. And it is neat to go through once. But when you live in close proximity to it, you get to go through it every damn night. Or at least the traffic of other people that want to go through it. So it's just sort of a holiday hell.
Yeah. So that's sort of a Thanksgiving tradition for you is to sit in Tanglewood traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, who wants to get home for the holidays?
Oh,
Well,
we used to spend our Thanksgivings up here in North Carolina, originally from Miami, and we'd come up here. We'd had a good time, and it was a lot of fun. We'd always go up to Roan Mountain on the Friday or Saturday after and have hot chocolate and leftover turkey. That was always a good tradition.
What's better than hot turkey and leftover chocolate?
Yeah, much.
Much.
So those are, you know, some fond memories of Thanksgiving. Especially, I'm the youngest of four, so it was cool because my three siblings were all at college at the same time, and this was, you know, one of the times a year that we all got together. So it was actually nice. It was a nice time. So
we used to do a big deal with my family. I used to go to see my aunts that lived in Lillington, North Carolina, which I couldn't find on a map. If you had a gun to my head and I had Google, it was... up near Fayetteville, as best I can remember, and they would cook a feast. That was the only time we saw them, was just that one time a year before they moved back home to where I grew up in Mooresville. But that was like the neatest thing. I mean, one aunt was a cat lady, like really a lot of cats. The other one had all her kind of weird collectibles too. But I just thought they were neat growing up. Then we have other family and closer to Charlotte, and that used to be a big gathering. Now it's just we go to my mom's, you know, and then we do the with Mrs. Gentile. We go to see her family as well. So we, you know, get some good, we get a nosh in there somewhere, you know.
Yeah. Well, now without having my own family, what we do is we go down to Orlando, except for this year, we're going to Connecticut. We should go down to Orlando where my nephew is, and my brother and my sister and their families come up. So we've got our own family traditions. One is very, very important, although we don't have to do it this year because we can now do this locally. But big tradition was public subs.
Publix has opened up.
Yeah.
Here in North Carolina.
And finally. But that was our thing, is we had to go down, back down to Florida and get
that's a long way for Publix a sandwich.
Sub. Yeah, but it's a Publix sub.
I haven't had one yet.
You got to treat yourself. It's the best. So, you know, it's Thursday was turkey dinner, and my brother-in-law is an incredible cook. That was awesome. I have turkey dinner. Then Friday, we'd hang out with the family, do something. Saturday, you pick up the subs and watch football. And usually watching Florida get its butt whipped by FSU. Although this year, it'll probably be close. Probably be like 9-0 FSU.
Right.
Well, but we both suck this year.
That's true.
But, you know, that tradition of having to...
Well, Miami's doing well.
Yeah, Miami's doing well. We'll see if the game... you know, giving up the point, 28 points to Virginia is going to hurt them in the new college football poll.
I don't think it will.
Yeah, we'll see. Because not everybody was sold on them, and even after they beat Notre Dame. But you're happy, though, because Thanksgiving means basketball season. And you finally have
Basketball's already started. I did our last podcast during a ball game.
Yeah, so you actually have a team you can root for that's good.
Right, Duke. The Blue Devils, they're undefeated thus far.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had that tough match against Southern.
That's true. Actually, I don't think they beat Michigan State the day before.
Yeah, that was a great game. Mm-hmm. I'm still not going against Izzo in March.
They aren't rebounding them without one of their key bigs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that probably hurts Izzo worse than anything else.
Oh, that's the hell out of him. That's his thing, defense and being physical and getting rebounds.
The Pipe and Pint is the Triad's oldest brick-and-mortar tobacconist and specialty store. It's located in the heart of beautiful Greensboro, North Carolina, at 3716 Spring Garden Street, boasting the Triad of the North Carolina's largest selection of new and estate pipes, rare tobaccos, premium cigars, a favorite of the Jew and a Gentile, and accessories, all while complemented by many of the world's most sought-after wines and over 400 craft beer selections. Again, that's the Pipe and Pint, Greensboro, North Carolina, 3716 Spring Garden Street.
Well, let's move on. We've... as I said, we're getting close to other holidays because, you know, a lot of people start celebrating Christmas.
We're a liturgical.
We're a liturgical podcast. Yeah, but a lot of people, I mean, we got a radio station. They started playing Christmas music
after
before Halloween.
Right.
Yeah, and that's all they play for 24 hours until New Year's. But we wanted to start our own new tradition, and so we're coming up with an Advent cigar list calendar.
Right.
And so we've got a few things on here that we can discuss being on the list. It's really hard limiting it to 25. We'll start on November 1st.
And we haven't done the 25 in a particular order yet.
No, we're just throwing this out. And so if you want, shoot us a comment if there's a cigar we've left off, if there's a cigar you think should be in a particular order.
Or should not be on there
at
all.
Although I don't know there's much that you could take off just out of, that shouldn't be there.
Right.
But
unless it's to put a different one on.
Right. Unless, yes. So if you're going to take something off, you get better replace it.
I don't recall us giving Rocky
better.
Any particular press in there. And I don't remember any Jonathan or Drew Estates either.
No.
So there's a couple. And Perdomo, I don't think we had.
No, we could. You could put the 20th anniversary, certainly could be on this list.
20th anniversary Perdomo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Champagne Noir.
Champagne Noir, yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
Or until this past week, the last Lot 23 Punta Gorda I had.
Yeah.
But I had to get, it's Trucker Jeff's birthday.
Yeah, but Trucker Jeff's birthday.
Gave him that in the last vintage Don Pepin Blue Label. So.
Which we have on our list. We do have the My Father, and we have the several My Fathers. We do have the Don Pepin Blue, the classic. That's always good. Padron, because
it's Padron.
It's Padron. It's like the most
consistent
cigar out there.
And it doesn't have to be the high-end $17, $18 stick. It can be just the green label.
Yeah, it's their basic one. But we've got something. It was hard because a lot of stuff has been released since the last cigar show.
Well, and some of the smaller craft companies that have come up are really starting to, you know, it's not just a fly by night. Let's get our a label on some leaves. And it's some good stuff has come out this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. So we had a time. We're trying to mix it, trying to keep some of the classics. It's, you know, like My Father, like Pepin Bleu, of course, LFD, the Cameroon Chisel.
It's always a good
always
one.
Always a good cigar.
We did put the Bull on the list.
We well, of course, the Bull is on the list. Casa Magna, the Opus Magnum, is on the list. We've got the Enclave Broadleaf, some of the new AVOs, Nicaraguans, the Synchro is on our list. One that I had a couple of weeks ago and you had last week, new from Esteban Carrera, the Mr. Brownstone.
Yes, I had that Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
It was super.
Yeah. Let's see what else we've got. Oh, talking about Aganorsa, the Casa Fernandez.
That's one I had
there.
No, wait, I am having it. I forgot the binder on the Wild Turkey again and filler.
Right. Yeah. And Joya de Nicaragua has come out not only with their red, but the new Antonio Gran Reserva that they just came out with. And also then getting some classics, Luzioni 888 Maduro, San Latano, particularly the Oval. Let's see, what El Centurion, another My Father, Pepin, Chupacabra from Esteban Carrera. Yeah, La Colonia.
Of course.
Available only at the Pipe and Pint.
On Spring Garden. Greensboro.
Another Aganorsa leaf cigar.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's manufactured by Miami Cigars. Pablo Palmer there. Tabernacle.
That one I could see maybe being replaced. Foundry, we enjoyed that one.
Foundation.
Yeah. We enjoyed that one, but it's mm-hmm. it's a rookie. It's a Cinderella in
there. Yeah, because then there's you know, a lot of Viajes, Tatuajes that we don't. They don't have on our list yet. A lot of things that we could put on that list. So if you've got some ideas for us, something that should go on there, let us know. And if you want to rank them to how close to Christmas
right.
that needs to be.
We figure the Andalusian Bull ends up on the 25th.
It is a gift from God.
It is.
Absolutely. So I know that's sacrilegious to a lot of you. That's only because you've never smoked it.
Right.
But speaking of sacrilege, another little promo for us. In a few weeks, first week in December, we are putting together a panel of some esteemed thinkers. And
Second week in December. The 12th.
I'm calendarily challenged.
Aren't you, though? Yeah. Well, it's a lunar calendar for you people.
This whole solar thing. Messes me up terribly. But we will be recording during that second week of December with a panel that we are in the midst of assembling to discuss the future of the Reformation.
Right. We were using an article by Stanley Hauerwas as our jumping off point, which we'll get it posted on our webpage and all that. It was one he did for the Washington Post. But we've got some interested parties.
J. Dana Trent, who's been on our podcast before.
Solid theological background there in the University
of New Jersey. Yeah, where did she go to school?
University of New Jersey at Durham. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a Duke Blue Devil herself, like me.
Yeah, Kristen Neely, from co-founder of the Junio Project.
Now, that's a new one to me. Junio Project is what? That one I have not had a moment to read.
Which
incidentally gives this person a shameless plug.
Shameless plug. It's social action, feminist Christianity, all the good things of being a progressive Christian, of taking care of people and speaking for those with no voice, standing up for the oppressed.
Oh, it's a mensch?
Yeah, absolutely. Phil Wyman may be joining us if he's not out in the desert somewhere, troubadouring around. Kristen Lee will be with us
from Faith Love and a Dangerous was
yeah
with Love and a Dangerous Time doing her going back to music and performance.
Mm-hmm. Trip Hudgens. Let's see who else. We just got a message from Jory Micah is interested. Tim Falls is interested in joining us.
But Luther has yet to return any of our calls.
Yeah, no, I mean he's such a deadbeat,
right?
Yeah. But what we're looking at, and if there's particular things that you want us to address, but some of the things we're looking at is, since this is the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Reformation, we're looking more toward the future. And part of the article that Chris mentioned was, well, so 500 years later, has the Reformation worked? And if it has, does that mean it's over? If it hasn't, right, then what's next? And so these are the kinds of things we're going to be discussing. How do you reform?
And we could score a Lutheran or two in this, join this discussion. I think most of these folks are Baptist, Methodist. I don't think anybody is particularly Lutheran.
Well, I really didn't look at so much denomination. I was just
getting people who
could hold their own.
And a diversity. I was more along the lines of someone that studied Lutheran theology. Mm-hmm. Or in history, maybe a bit more than I have. That's for sure. And I'm
all right. So, happy Thanksgiving from a Jew and a Gentile, from our families to yours.
Right, and I think that the very end of this podcast is how you can enjoy it best at Thanksgiving when we're done talking. Right. Do you have words?
Have words of wisdom, and since we're interfaith, that it comes from a good Catholic. Well, not a really good Catholic because he doesn't go to church all the time, but from Stephen Colbert.
Oh, I see that, or Father Guido Sarducci.
No, we'll save that one for the Christmas. No, we'll save that one for Easter because he does a whole bit on they got the check from The Last Breakfast.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll save that one for then. But Stephen Colbert, opining on Thanksgiving, and he writes that Thanksgiving is a magical time of year when families across the country join together to raise America's obesity statistics. Personally, he loves the Thanksgiving traditions, watching football, making pumpkin pie, and saying the magic phrase that sends your aunt storming out of the dining room to sit in her car.
Well, I'm Chris Henson, and I'm still the Gentile.
And I'm Charles Breton, and I'm still the Jew.
Join us on our next episode, where you can listen to a Jew and a Gentile walk into a bar mitzvah.
Special thanks to Ethan Sapphire for letting us use his song Shoulda Woulda Coulda as our theme. You can download Ethan's music at soundclick.com/Ethan Sapphire. Shoulda woulda coulda, but I didn't, that's for real. You can't get back the hand if you didn't like the deal. You made your choices, you gotta live with that. If you learn from your mistakes, you'll get another chance at that.